Welcome to The Record on KUOW Seattle. I'm Bill Radke. The NFL has just announced a new rule today. Players, Seahawks, and otherwise, if you don't want to stand for the national anthem, you can stay in the locker room. But if you're on the field and you're not, quote, standing and showing respect for the flag and the anthem, then your team will be fined. We'd like your reaction to this. We're going to be taking your phone calls, 206-543-5869, 543-5869. That's coming up in a few minutes. First of all, Washington Congressman Rick Larson has broken with his fellow Democrats and yesterday voted for a partial rollback of the Dodd-Frank banking regulations. These are the rules put in place after the Great Recession, meant to help stop the banking abuses that fueled that recession. All of our state's Republicans voted in favor of this partial rollback, but no other Washington Democrat did except Larson, who represents our 2nd District from North King County up to Bellingham and the Sam Wands. Representative Larson, welcome to KUOW.
Thanks, Bill.
The Dodd-Frank banking rules were designed to prevent another financial crisis. Why roll back some of those rules?
Yeah, and the existing rules will continue to help prevent the next financial crisis. The reason I voted for this and 32 other Democrats voted for it is that we saw the changes that were being proposed, especially as they impact our local credit unions and local community banks, as a necessary adjustment to the Dodd-Frank legislation.
Your fellow Washington House Democrat, Denny Heck, is on the Financial Services Committee, and he cited some of the same concerns you do. He said local banks and credit unions are struggling under these regulations, and he wanted to support a bill, but here's why he couldn't.
This bill cannot release the pressure small banks are under because it does not address the single biggest cause. And that's the Bank Secrecy Act, CTRs, anti-money laundering. And what is this bill? Not one section, not one sentence, not one word. You know, if my colleagues had been allowed any input, any, I think we could have accomplished the goal. But this bill doesn't solve the problem it aims for and may create new ones.
He's referring there to hurdles that small banks have to go through, forms, rules, disclosures, that he said that's not addressed by the measure you voted for. Why not vote no and negotiate for more?
Yeah, thanks. The first thing is I respect his opinion, and as members of the delegation, we always ask for each other's opinion, but we have to think about our districts as well. And I think, I do know that local community banks and local credit unions that are serving local people in my district would disagree with Denny, and they would disagree respectfully with Denny, that the changes we're making will benefit those local credit unions and local community banks are helpful and helpful to their customers and members.
Is it just small banks getting regulatory relief, though? My understanding is that American Express and State Street and Key Bank, Citizens Bank would be exempted. Is that right?
So you need to go, one can go look at the list of the biggest banks in the country, and one change in this, and I think this is where the large focus is for the folks who critique the vote and critique 2155, is that the top 11 banks in this country all have $250 billion of assets or more, and nothing changes for them. And those are the Goldman Sachs, those are the Bank of America, the J.P. Morgan Chases of the world. Nothing is changing at all for them in terms of extra scrutiny. What the legislation does, though, is move a threshold from $50 billion to $100 billion in assets. But for those folks who are $100 billion to $250 billion, and it might include the banks you've mentioned, those folks will still be subject to the significantly important financial institution rules if regulators determine that they should be. Otherwise, some regs will be relaxed for them. But if they will not, they will continue to be treated as they were before any changes were made.
Well, what
so
about
it's a little bit more flexibility? But that's really honestly that's where most of the criticism is focused on. Meanwhile, you got to measure that with the fact that local credit unions, local community banks, are having to basically act like they're the J.P. Morgan Chases of the world in terms of oversight, and they're not.
Well, here's the reaction from Senator Elizabeth Warren, who used to run the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. She reminded us on CNN that this is the 10th anniversary of the Great Recession.
This Senate is now advancing a bill that would celebrate that anniversary by saying that 25 of the 40 largest banks in America, these 25 banks together sucked down more than $50 billion in taxpayer bailouts. And this bill says, let's let those 25 banks be regulated just, you know, like they were tiny little community banks.
Now she's talking about the Senate. In the House version, is it true that we'd be regulating big banks as if they were small and harmless?
No, I think that Senator Warren is, kindly overstating her case on this. And in fact, it's just the opposite, that our smaller community banks are being regulated like they are J.P. Morgan Chase or Goldman Sachs. And spending some time with the members of the credit unions and with the local credit unions and the local community banks, they will tell you that with the very actually modest changes that we put in place for them and the customers and the members of credit unions, that it will help them increase their lending. Look, you know, I voted for Dodd-Frank, but if you look at the banks that were listed as too big to fail, those banks have gotten bigger in this country, and we've seen fewer community banks. We've seen mergers and consolidation at the regional and the local level. Meanwhile, the bigger banks continue to get bigger. If there's a legitimate criticism, well, there's probably, you know, I don't want to judge people's criticisms too much, but, you know, we didn't do enough in this bill to add on to regulating the bigger banks, but we certainly, you know, when you look at the really big banks in this country, we certainly didn't diminish the regulatory role for the government over those banks either.
Well, wasn't Washington Mutual, for example, small enough to fit under this partial rollback, and yet that was a big local savings and loan collapse?
Big enough to fail, and it did, for all the right reasons. They got way out in front of their tips of their skis. Banks in Everett, Washington, I don't need to look at Washington Mutual, the friend of the family, as it was called at the time. I can look in downtown Everett at banks that went under because of really poor, I would argue, really poor investment and investment decisions in real estate. And they got caught up more into the real estate as well as the collateral debt obligation problem that came with the real estate loan world. And when you look at the CDO regulation, you know, we passed really tough CDO regulation. That has been implemented by the regulatory agencies, and there's nothing in this bill to roll that back either. And that's what Washington Mutual got wrapped up on the real estate side, as opposed to the investment side.
This is Congressman Rick Larson, a Democrat, represents the Island, San Juan counties, parts of Snohomish, Skagit, Whatcom County. He broke with fellow Democrats yesterday voting to roll back parts of the Dodd-Frank Act. Finally, Congressman, I saw that a federal judge has just ruled that President Trump blocking people on Twitter violates the First Amendment. Have you blocked anyone?
I don't block anyone on Twitter, but we do have a policy, and we let people know on Facebook that if you use certain four-letter words, we will block other people from seeing that. I will see it, but we will not let those folks swear prolifically on my Facebook site because everybody gets to see those comments.
Is your social media team discussing the judge's ruling today?
No, but we're all for it. The president should not be blocking people on Twitter, and we don't block people on Twitter either.
Congressman Rick Larson, Washington State, 2nd District. Thanks for this time.
Yep, thanks a lot.